good afternoon, and welcome to Conservatives Corner here on the WFMU RNC Remix. This is the 1 hour of our 2004 Republican convention coverage that we wanted to give over to the other side, to the conservative side. And we extended an invitation to the many conservatives on the staff of WFMU, but unfortunately they all politely declined. The invitation was then addressed to one rad man from the WFMU message board, and I am extremely excited to welcome to the airwaves Radman.
Hey, what's up, man?
Welcome, Radman.
How's it going?
You know, a lot of people think that the Radman persona on the WFMU discussion board is a conceit. But
yeah,
I know
they're idiots.
It is not a conceit. Radman is a conservative. Am I right, Radman?
If that means I like George W. Bush, then by all means, man, I'm a conservative.
And that's why we're giving you the hour, and we are also welcoming calls, people who care to discuss things with Radman, at 201-209-9368. Radman, we have tons of music by Real Americans to play for the next hour. Should we start off with the Ted Nugent?
Yeah, the one I was telling you about, Free for All.
Okay, you go ahead and introduce it, and then we'll spin it.
This is the best, man, this is the best example of Nugent because it's short and it's sweet and it's simple, but also those liberals, Pearl Jam, who are doing their concert with the rest of the Time Warp yesteryear tour of Bruce Springsteen and R.E.M. and Jackson Brown.
What the fuck is up with that?
It's stupid.
What the fuck? Springsteen, Bon Jovi?
It's like they're trying to win voters over and they're like, hey, we'll put the suckiest music in history out there on parade, and you guys can listen to it. Yeah, right, you know, but what I'm saying is that Pearl Jam, first of all, they suck because they're part of the group with Nirvana that killed everything that was cool about rock music. But second, they just rip off Nugent. Listen to the chorus of Free For All and tell me if that's not just Even Flow with different lyrics.
All right, this is the first of many songs we're playing this hour by Real Americans, Ted Nugent and Free For All.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes they can cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all, and a heart I said, you can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. In the air tonight. Got me a rock and roll band, it's a free-for-all. There.
Okay, Radman, take it away. What have we been listening to?
That was in the news, man. That was the Motor City Madman, and that was Free For All, which is a cool song that Pearl Jam ripped off. And if you ask me, that's emblematic of all the liberals, because they take something that's cool, like America, and then strip the balls off it, pussify it, and call it their own. That ain't what it is, man.
And Radman, by way of contrast, why don't we hear some Dixie Chicks now, and then people can make their own minds whether they like Republican music or Democratic music.
You shouldn't even have to play that for people to know they choose cock and balls.
Listen to that pussy music, Radman.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Damn. I can't stand it, Radman. I can't take it.
Yeah, and they called a president. What'd they say about him? They went on TV and called him a Nazi or whatever. That ain't cool, man. And then, you know, a few good people in the heartland had the balls to burn their records and whatever. I say good for them.
So you're glad that the Dixie Chicks got whatever they got?
Especially that fat one.
What did they get anyway?
She was like Meatloaf in a dress.
Uh-huh.
And interestingly, Meatloaf sang with Ted Nugent for a while.
Did he?
Yeah, on that album I think that you just played, because the real singer, the one who's really cool, and if you play that song, Wang Dang Poontang or whatever, Wang Dang Sweet Poontang,
uh-huh,
then you'll hear how cool that guy is. He could do just these, like, it was like say cool stuff, you know, real fast. But
Radman, we want to assemble President Bush's rock and roll cabinet right now. So we just heard some Ted Nugent. Which position in the cabinet should Ted Nugent have?
Secretary of bow hunting, motherfucker.
Secretary of bow hunting. Okay.
Yeah, like Fred Bear.
Great. Secretary of bow hunting.
Yeah.
Does that position require Senate approval?
Sure. I don't know, man. I don't know what the Senate approval is.
Okay. We are awaiting phone calls from people who want to talk to Radman, the many people on the FMU message board who doubted your existence, Radman.
Yeah, that's so stupid and annoying. They're a bunch of idiots. Well, I don't want to say that. They're just, like, confused, you know?
Why do they think you're not real?
You got me. I mean, I guess because they don't listen to a lot of rock, and they don't think it's, like, feasible that there's people out there that rock out. So they think, yeah, you must be, like, playing a joke or something.
Yeah, maybe they just can't fathom the idea that there might be an FMU listener who likes Nugent, likes Axl Rose, and supports President Bush.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to them that they think you're made up.
Yeah, yeah. They apparently love terrorists. And let me tell you something else. James Hetfield of Metallica, he's a Republican too.
Okay.
So what are you going to say about that?
What cabinet position are we going to give him?
Oh, man. Well, he's going to be Secretary of the Metal Militia.
Okay, Secretary of the Metal. And what's his name again? James what?
James Hetfield, man. Don't you know Kill 'Em All?
No, I don't.
That, man, that album should be the soundtrack to the War on Terror, because it's Kill 'Em All, man. Jump in the fire, seek and destroy with the Metal Militia. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, Radman. We have a great song here by Hank Williams Jr. that we're going to play, but we are waiting for your phone calls at 201-209-9368. Anybody who wants to talk live on the air, on the internet, to Radman. This is a song, Radman, that came out during the first Gulf War.
Yeah, I was in sixth grade. Back then I was listening to Appetite and Poison.
Where did you grow up, Radman?
I grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Then you ended up in New York City.
Moved to New York for a couple years, you know. And then now I'm out in L.A. Can I plug my show?
Sure.
I'm trying to make this TV show that's really cool called That's Andrew in L.A. That's why I came out here. But, man, it's so hard. Nobody wants to meet with you or, like, give you a shot. But it's a really cool idea for a show, you know? That's Andrew.
What's the idea of the show?
Well, he's this guy, and he does a bunch of cool stuff, and just crazy things happen to him.
That sounds great.
And people say, that's Andrew.
Oh, man, that sounds great. Nobody's going to meet with you about that?
Yeah, there's this one show where he's going to have his friends over, and they're going to watch UFC, and he's bought a bunch of ice cream sandwiches because they're going to get totally stoned, and then the power goes out, and they can't even watch UFC even though they paid for it, and then, like, the ice cream sandwiches melt, and they have to eat them real fast.
Radman?
Yeah?
Is the hand of God guiding President Bush?
Yes.
Is the hand of God guiding Radman?
Totally, man. Totally, man.
Okay, we're going to hear Hank Williams Jr., and then we'll be back, hopefully, to take some phone calls at 201-209-9368. This is Conservative's Corner on the WFMU RNC Remix.
Hey, old Saddam, you figured wrong when you thought the whole world would back down and let you take all the oil and rape Kuwait and plunder and spoil. Let sleeping dogs lie, don't give us a reason. 'Cause people in the USA are not really afraid of your starving army and all your wore-out tanks. And if you take some innocent lives, that's when the fur's gonna really fly. Hey man, back off and get smart, don't give us a reason. Don't give us a reason to come gunning for you. 'Cause the odds don't look so good and your neck is in a noose. 'Cause the eagle and the bear make a mighty strong pair, and my advice is don't give them a reason. When all our people over there know that we all care, now that's a situation, old Satan, you don't want to be in. 'Cause if you do something stupid, we're gonna come down hard, old Cupid. You better think this one all the way out. Don't give us a reason. Don't give us a reason to come gunning for you. 'Cause the odds don't look so good and your neck is in a noose. Yeah, you picked on your little neighbor, so do yourself a favor. Get out and go home and don't give us a reason. Yeah, we've heard all your threats and you're gonna threat yourself to death. My advice is don't give us a reason. You can take that poison gas and stick it in your sassafras. Don't give us a reason. Yeah, I'd like to find out just for fun just how fast those camels can run. I tell you, son, don't give us a reason. No, the desert ain't Vietnam, and there ain't nowhere to run, and we got some real top guns. Don't give us a reason.
Okay, we are back on Conservative's Corner with Radman. Did you like that song?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta be honest, I don't rock country style too much.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I like, you know, overdrive and crunching guitars. And basically,
yeah,
guitar harmonies is cool too, but, you know, that, I mean, politically, I agree. You know, it's not Michael Stipe.
Mm-hmm.
So my balls didn't draw up in my body.
And a listener emailed a question to you, speaking of your balls drying up inside your body.
Yeah.
Somebody who didn't have the guts to talk to you face-to-face here, live.
Oh, must be a liberal.
Yep. somebody named F. Kerm wanted to know, why cock and balls, Radman? I like mine, but I don't want anyone else's in my ears. Do you have an answer for him? For that pussy?
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Man, does that mean you only listen to Fleetwood Mac because they have a chick singer? That's stupid.
Okay, Radman, there's somebody on the line with us now who I suppose wants to talk to you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, how's it going?
Good.
This is Pampalone from the message board.
Oh, hi, Pampalone.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Radman, I just want to say I think you're right. I've been reading Bush Country over the past weekend and reading back over some of the, you know, platform points of the, you know, Republican Party. And even my kid was asking me, you know, about basic, you know, no-brainer kind of issues, like if you give all the money away to the poor and they just sit around and you know, don't do something to reinvest in themselves, you know, then we're just throwing all that money away. And
so, Pampalone, can you get behind Radman's idea of kill them all, let God sort them out?
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Hey, I didn't say let God sort them out.
Just kill them all. Kill them all. Don't even let God sort them out.
Hey, man,
well,
what happens in that afterlife is his business, man. I'm just here for one thing, rock and destruction.
Well, see, yeah, when it comes to the destruction part, I think, you know, that's probably one point of issue where you know, we could have dealt with the, we could have digested a greater deal of provocation in that regard. I mean, one needs to be defensive to that extent and not the instigator. But, you know, in a war, you know.
Man, what is this like? What are you, in college and you're writing a dissertation or something?
Yeah, you're writing a show. I'm writing a dissertation.
Pamplone, are you writing a dissertation?
Not yet.
Yes or no? Are you writing a dissertation? Yes or no? Just answer the question, Pamplone.
Yes.
Very
yeah,
good.
Man. It's like what Bill O'Reilly says. Shut up, Pinhead!
Well, Pamplone, I want to thank you for being on Conservative's Corner today.
All right, just, hey, I just want to close with saying God love you, Radman. You're on the right path.
Well, God, on, God bless you, Pamplone, and please call back for the interactive W tonight, 5 to 6 p.m.
Will do.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, and the phone number here, if you want to talk to Radman here on Conservative's Corner, or perhaps you want to give us ideas for the next three Conservative Corners, every day noon to 1 here on the RNC Remix. We're trying to be as fair as we want to be, Radman, as fair and balanced as Fox News is.
I would like to believe you, but you aren't, because you don't even say fair and balanced as much as they do. I prepared a couple of remarks on the liberal media, if you don't mind.
Well, Radman, this is why we've given over an hour. So that
okay.
we can be every bit as fair and balanced as Fox News.
Check this out.
Okay.
CNN stands for Clinton News Network. ABC stands for Always Broadcasting Clinton. CBS stands for Clinton Broadcasting Station. NBC stands for Nobody Beats Clinton. CNBC stands for Celebrate Nobody But Clinton.
You know the great thing is...
Let me finish my point!
Sorry, go ahead, Radman.
MSNBC stands for Media Says Nobody Beats Clinton.
Those are rich, Radman.
Booyah!
And the great thing is that even if the unspeakable happens and John Kerry wins... Those would all work for Kerry also.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it wouldn't. You'd have
Why not?
To think of, you'd have to think of new ones because Kerry starts with a K.
I don't think so.
No, you're not going to trip me up on that. That's a typical liberal thing. They try to make you look stupid. They make you agree with something, and then they pull the rug out from under you.
I'm just joking with you, Radman.
Okay.
You know, Radman, us pinkos here at WFMU, we have a robot, an audio robot of the president. And we're calling it the Interactive W, and we're taking him out for a trial spin tonight, 5 to 6 p.m., and you know it's only going to be pussies calling in to talk to the president.
Yeah, let me just say,
Will you call up and talk to him?
How do you put the president down during a time of war, man? That's treason. I think that a little guy named Alice Cooper said something about that. Am I right?
You know, I have some Alice Cooper here. I also have some Linda Ronstadt. So which one should we play? Should we play Alice Cooper?
Oh, man, that's a really tough call because I have a vagina.
So you want to hear the Linda Ronstadt?
No.
I
think we're going to have to go with Billion Dollar Babies or whatever you got from Alice Cooper.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to search that out in the MP3 library.
Actually, if you're going to pull one from the library, you might want to look for Generation Landslide, because that just shows you that conservatives can care, too, because these things about people starving in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
We get a bad rap for not really giving a shit about starving people, but Alice Cooper did, so
Is Radman a compassionate conservative?
I'm not, per se, but I know that a lot of other people in the party are.
Okay. Radman, somebody else wants to talk to you here. Hi, you're on the air with Radman on Conservative's Corner.
Yeah, hello, this is Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing? My name is listener Hugh.
Hi, Hugh.
How you doing?
Say hello, Hugh. Hugh, say hello to Radman.
Hello, Radman.
What's up, man?
You sound like an ignorant hillbilly.
Yeah, your mother.
What's that?
Your mother.
Your mother.
What do you say to that, Hugh? Hugh, what do you answer to that? Your mother.
My mother.
Yeah, your mother's a sack breather.
No, she's an ignorant hillbilly, too.
Well,
anyhow.
Yeah.
I don't think Hugh has really sufficiently responded to the charge.
Well, I think he proves the point that liberals don't care about their mothers.
Oh, you just sound like an ignorant old hillbilly right now.
Hey,
anyhow,
Hugh.
I just want to say that I think it's Allah that is responsible for all the bad weather we're having, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the natural disasters.
Hey, Ken,
don't
you have a
God
screener to keep off the air?
Hugh, I'm going to have to hang up on you. This is Conservative's Corner.
Okay, excuse me. I'm a radical liberal.
Yeah, this is just this 1 hour because we want to be fair and balanced.
Yes, okay.
Not really. You're not really fair and balanced. Only Fox News is fair and balanced.
No, they try. You know, Radman, they tried to patent the phrase fair and balanced, but they didn't.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. Wouldn't you just take someone off the air if they were lying?
No, people lie all the time.
Not true.
Oh, here they do.
No, really they don't, man, because you have to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth on TV, and they wouldn't be telling the truth if they do. They said they were fair and balanced, and they weren't.
Yeah, I don't think you do have to tell the truth on TV.
Yeah?
Yeah. But anyway, I got all the Alice Cooper songs up.
And oh, sweet, man.
All we got is a live version of Billion Dollar Babies. You want to hear that?
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, and the phone number here, if you want to talk to Radman, if you think that you can respond to the charge of your mother, the phone number here is 201-209-9368 here on Conservative's Corner. All right, Radman, so again, I have Linda Ronstadt on deck one, and I got Alice Cooper on deck two. Which one's going to be?
You know, as a tribute to my fucking nads, man, I'm going to say let's go with the Alice Cooper.
All right, Radman.
My toes are broken, so am I inside, Mom. The carnival has closed.
Radman, I'm sorry, I have to interrupt it because it just sounds like shit.
What does?
The MP3 of Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah? I told you you should have Generation Landslide.
Yeah, well, I forgot to pick all the Alice Cooper in the library, so we
That's okay, man. Do you have Poison?
Somebody'd have to run down and get me some Poison. I got some Guns N' Roses queued up for you.
No, I meant Poison from Alice Cooper. It's not one of his lesser hits, I guess.
Oh, let's see.
It wasn't from Welcome to My Nightmare or nothing, but... you know, it's from the era that I came of age and, you know, in the Alice Cooper world, so...
No, I don't have Poison.
That's cool. That's cool, man.
But we got to decide on what cabinet position we're going to give Alice Cooper.
Oh, man, the Secretary of Cool-Ass Concerts.
Oh, right, Secretary of Cool-Ass Concerts,
because
Alice Cooper.
Because he pioneered doing all that cool shit on stage, you know? And all those people like Marilyn Manson suck ass because it's just... they can't, if you can't top it, you know, why step to it, you know?
So what was some of the cool-ass shit that Alice Cooper pioneered?
Getting his head cut off on stage.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool. Taking the name of a chick. You know? Marilyn Manson.
I see.
You know?
I see what you mean. I never put it all together like that.
Yeah, you know, and he's not afraid to stand up for what's right. And an interesting story about Alice Cooper is that my old lady saw him driving around here in L.A., and he drives a Bentley.
Cool. I don't know if he's in New York right now, but he's definitely a Republican. I think a lot of people may not even realize that.
Yeah, he's a Republican because he had the balls to stand up to the concert tour for people who like suck-ass music and still think it's 1990. You know, the ones who go see Bruce Springsteen.
1990, Radman. Those pussies think it's 1972.
But they go see REM, you know, and they go see John Cougar Mellencamp.
Well, yeah, I think this week.
Hey, is that the best you can muster, John Kerry?
This is a big week for Southern Rock at the Republican Convention. I think this week the Allman Brothers are playing, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Tucker Band.
Let's not go so far as to call the current assemblage of musicians Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's like calling Buckethead a member of Guns N' Roses.
Well, what do you need to call it the original band? I say one original member.
No, you need at least a couple Van Zants in there if you want to count it. But, you know, they're a good cover band.
Are you telling me that the Lynyrd Skynyrd that's playing the Republican convention this week is not the real Lynyrd Skynyrd?
I'm saying they got their heart in the right place, but they're not Lynyrd Skynyrd. But still, I'd take fake Skynyrd over no Skynyrd. I mean, if that's the choice, you know, but not, apparently that is.
Radman, we got another call for you. And also, Charlie was kind enough to bring me up all the Alice Cooper CDs from the library, so I might be able to find Poison after all. But right now, we got another call. You're on the air on the RNC Remix on Conservative's Corner with Radman.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
Not much. I just wanted to get your view on how you feel about these little emo hipster liberal pussies, I guess, that listen to their whiny wuss rock and crap like that.
Yeah, no shit. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a good point.
Did we just lose somebody?
No, I'm here, man.
No, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Like
you,
you guys go ahead.
You guys go ahead and discuss that. I'm going to cue up Poison by Alice Cooper.
All right, that's a good point, because why do we have rock stars? To live the lives that we don't live, you know? And there's some things I can't do, right? And that's bang 20 chicks and get the best drugs in the world, right? And play music loud like Guns N' Roses. And there's some shit I can do. Like sit around my apartment and complain about my life and shoot my head off with a shotgun.
Oh, that's Radman's phone messing up.
Yeah, it has a problem.
Yeah,
like
I was wondering,
saying,
I barely
when
hear
it comes
him.
To
but,
rock
I mean,
and roll,
I totally agree. Some of these people,
I can live Kurt Cobain's life, but I can't live Axl Rose.
You grow up and realize what adulthood is, because they sit around and they whine and they're all suicidal and, oh, God, I'm such an apathetic piece of crap.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's like, why do we have anything in the world to make us feel better about ourselves, not worse?
Yeah, I don't know. They just need to get a life.
Okay, caller, what's your name?
Smitty,
thanks a lot for your call today.
No problem.
Okay. Bye. Radman, we got another call here at 201-209-9368. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Radman.
Hi, Radman. This is listener Evan.
What's up, brother?
And I'd just like to say that I'm a supporter of you, hard rock, and the American way.
Right on, man. So I guess that the president can count on your vote?
Not really. I support a more of a three-party system. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you support vaginas? Ha ha!
You got me.
Evan?
Yeah, suck on that, man.
Yes, Ken.
Yes or no, do you support vaginas? Answer the question, Evan, yes or no?
Yeah, shut up, Pinhead.
Oh, man, Radman, you disappoint me. But God bless you.
But he's fucking real, isn't he?
But
yes,
rocks,
he is.
Really, I mean, politics comes and goes, but rock stays forever. So as long as his heart's in the right place rock-wise, I can't discriminate.
We can agree on that.
Okay, thanks,
okay.
Evan.
Thank you, Ken.
You know, Radman, I feel bad I'm playing music in the background because you are coming out with such pearls of wisdom.
Yeah,
that could live on. So hit me with a couple of those pearls of wisdom. I've killed the background music. Go ahead.
Ken, first of all, I forgot to say to give a big shout-out to my boss, Chris Rad, who's the biggest fan of WFMU. And if you remember, I tried to get you and Bragman to autograph something for him.
Yeah, I did get Andy to autograph that.
No, it never came. But that's okay.
I did, though. Radman, I swear to you, I mailed that to you.
It's water under the bridge, Ken.
I mailed it to you twice, Radman.
You know, Brian Turner denies trying to kill the DP, too, but, you know, I got my suspicions. But that's okay. Water under the bridge, so to speak, right? Actually, Billion Dollar Babies was a good example of Republican music because not only does it support babies, which is like abortion, I guess, but it also supports... $1 billion is like millionaires, and if it was up to Democrats, all your money would be taken away and given to welfare mothers.
What would America be like?
Well, there'd be a lot more crack and a lot more terrorism. Because, let me tell you this. Okay, wait, I also looked up some other stuff about politics because I knew it was important for the talk today. John Kerry supports the war, but not supporting giving our troops body armor. Fact one, because he voted against money. Fact number two, he voted against Lacey Peterson law to protect unwed mothers. What kind of monster supports killing pregnant women or turning a blind eye to the murder of pregnant women?
So it's fair to say that under a Kerry administration, all the pregnant women would be rounded up, put in internment camps.
I mean, it's impossible to deal with hypotheticals, but, I mean, if you're just going to go on the guy's voting record, you got to say that he doesn't come out necessarily against it. And if there's two issues that this dude will never, ever bend on or break on, it's killing our troops who are heroes and killing pregnant women who are also heroes in a way.
Okay, Radman, somebody else wants to talk to you. Hi, you're on the RNC Remix with Radman.
Hi, I was just curious, is Radman gay? Because he doesn't seem to support vagina or pussy as he would have it, and he really seems to like cock.
Radman, are you gay?
No, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard of, man, because I've screwed plenty of hot chicks in my days.
How many?
Like 20 or 30.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's hot to you? Is it hot after you've had 3, 4, 5 beers, or is it hot without the beer goggles?
3, 4, 5 beers is like having no beers at all, lady.
Okay, how about 3, 4, 6 packs?
Yeah, okay. Basically, if she's hot, then that's cool. But if she's not, then hit the road, lady. But let me tell you this.
Yeah,
man, there's
no
nothing gay
chicks,
about
right?
respecting a little dick. You know what I'm saying, man?
I
love mine. Ken loves his.
Do you love other dicks, though? That's my question.
Man.
Hey, we're coming full circle, Radman.
Don't you have a call screener to get rid of jerks?
No, sorry, Radman. We don't have a call screener yet.
Yeah, they can weed out the idiot calls that don't make any sense.
Radman, I don't know. People aren't getting the idea. This is Conservatives Corner.
Yeah.
Thanks, caller.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot for making an ass of yourself. Bye.
I hope that Radman answered your question.
Yeah.
About whether he's gay or not.
I put it to rest, man. That's so stupid it's not even worth debating.
Radman, how do we fix the CIA?
What CIA?
The CIA. How do we fix it?
What's the CIA? The CIA. Okay, never mind. Well, you got to give them money, which Kerry doesn't want to do.
Okay.
And he didn't show up at intelligence meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that. So how are you going to trust a guy who doesn't show up at intelligence meetings?
But how do we fix it? How does President Bush fix the CIA?
Well, you got to get a bunch of guys in there who aren't afraid to do the right thing, you know, and aren't afraid of the criticism. And they've just got to do the right thing. And you got to zero in on the enemy. You got to, aim for the turban, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the deal, you know. You got to find who are the enemies, and you got to get them.
Okay, Radman, right now we have 3 records that you could listen to.
Okay.
We have Poison by Alice Cooper. We have Paradise City by Guns N' Roses. And we have Hotel California by the Eagles. What's it going to be?
Okay, well, first of all, let me just say that in spite of guitar harmonies in the solo, the Eagles suck major asshole.
Even though they have the parallel harmonizing guitar lines
that
we all love so much.
Even still, they're like a bent wiener, so I got to say...
Are they pussies?
Yeah.
Okay.
So get rid of that.
I thought they were.
We had a little taste of Alice Cooper, but you know that my favorite is Slash and Axl, so I got to say, we got to go with Guns N' Roses, man.
Okay, fuck. Radman, you know what I just realized?
What?
I got an Eagles tattoo during a 7-second delay a couple of years ago.
How come?
It was just like an embarrassing thing that Andy Breckman made me do to raise money for the station, but I didn't realize they were pussies!
Oh, man, that sucks. Well, just tattoo the word sucks under it, dude.
Oh, great idea.
Sucks balls, or sucks ass, or sucks my hairy chode.
Sucks my hairy chode. That is good. Okay, I'm going to suck. Can I do S-U-X my hairy chode?
Hells yeah, kid.
Okay, all right. Hey, we got one more call, then we're going to hear the Guns N' Roses. I guess we don't.
Yeah, chicken shit, that's who.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. 20 more minutes of Conservatives Corner here with Radman on the RNC Remix. And coming up at 1 o'clock, we got more Pinko shit. But here's Guns N' Roses.
Awesome to the max. A little bit of that will sustain the FMU audience at their awesome level for at least another day or two until it trickles down when you play more crap. But for today at least, things are rocking in full effect. And that was Axl Rose and the original lineup of Guns N' Roses, which is the most ass-kicking dick stomping band in the history of music. Am I right, my man Ken?
You are absolutely right, Radman. And what cabinet position are we going to give Axl in President Bush's rock and roll cabinet?
Man, it sucks that President is already taken because, well, Axl from 1988 would be president of the country, but now he's kind of a chode.
Yeah, all we have are cabinet positions. Unfortunately.
Well, how about Secretary of Dick Stomping Awesome Rock that was the best rock ever until 1991.
Okay, I got almost all that written down. Secretary of Dick Stomping Awesome Rock that was the best rock ever until when?
Until 1991, man, 1991. When Nirvana and Pearl Jam started sucking the world up.
Do you remember when Axl Rose threatened Kurt Cobain to a fight?
I remember that, and
wasn't
he's a
that
big
cool?
fucking pussy because he never fought it, and never fought him, and he also threatened the guy from Motley Crue, Vince Neil. All fatty little dick.
Okay, Radman, for a WFMU t-shirt, what was it that Axl Rose said to Kurt Cobain? I'm thinking of a two-word phrase.
Two-word phrase.
Yeah.
I know that he called...
And
it wasn't
fuck you. That's...
He called he and Courtney a bunch of junkies, and he said when their babies came out deformed that they should go to jail.
Yeah, that's not the phrase I'm looking for.
Which one were you looking for?
Back off!
Back off.
That's what he said.
Yeah, man. Vince Neil punched Izzy, man.
All right, Radman, a whole bunch of people are emailing comments in. We're waiting for more phone calls, people who want to talk to Radman here on Conservatives Corner.
Hey, do you have a pussy filter on your email?
Oh, man, I wish I did.
Yeah.
I don't. But I got some statements here, and we want to know whether Radman agrees or disagrees with these statements, okay?
Hit me, man, hit me.
And give us a call, 201-209-9368, another 12 minutes here on Conservatives Corner, and then it's back to more pinko pussy shit. Here on the RNC Remix. Okay, Radman, agree or disagree? Anyone who dislikes United States hegemony should consider the alternative, a world with no superpower at all. Apolarity could mean an anarchic dark age, an era of waning empires and religious fanaticism, of endemic plunder and pillage in the world's forgotten regions, of economic stagnation and civilization's retreat into a few fortified enclaves. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Agree. All right. And now the second one, Radman. If there's one thing the world really needs, it's badass dick-stomping rock from the pit.
Hell yeah, kid. I would agree with that, man, from the get-go.
Okay. Now we got some comments here coming in to my email account, ken@wfmu.org, but we really want more people to talk to Radman live. The phone number is 201- 209-9368. Radman, Petey writes in, Radman, when are you going to give me the cold ones?
I have no idea what that refers to.
Okay. Radman, I sense spin control.
Spin control?
Yeah,
what's
you're
that?
Spinning. You're spinning, Radman.
No, I don't know what that means. I know that Petey is...
You know exactly what he's talking about.
Is he talking about drinking a few beers?
I think that's what Petey's talking about.
Because I've advocated for a long time that the one thing Petey could use was a healthy dose of alcohol and or marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost got kicked off the Friends of Tom site for saying that, for having the balls to stand up for what's right in this
country.
Oh,
maybe I didn't mention, Radman, this is a free speech zone.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
In that case, let me just say, man, that... You know, I smoked the occasional doob from the time that I was, like, probably 11 till I was, like, probably 14,
mm-hmm.
right? With a concentration around the year of 13. But it didn't mess me up in any way, and so I got to say that, like, Petey, who lives the lie of abstaining from drugs and alcohol, that he needs to just, like, spread his wings a little. Otherwise, he's going to end up like those kids who go to college, and they never did shit, and then they get there and they go crazy, and they flunk all their classes, and, you know, it's just retarded, and you laugh, and you're like, man, if you only knew how to handle your high.
Man, that's scary shit, Radman.
Yeah.
All right, listener Matt, I'm sorry I don't have the pussy filter working, but I guess this he's a pussy, but anyway. Hey, Ken, I thought Radman once said on the message board that he didn't vote. If he's so opinionated, how come he doesn't vote?
Well, this dumbass doesn't understand the difference between voting and supporting a candidate. And there's a distinct difference, and that's driving to the poll.
Uh-huh. Are you going to vote?
No, I'm not going to vote. I mean, I support my candidate, but...
But you're not voting.
Well...
No.
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not going to vote, but I haven't ever voted before.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
I guess. Is that when you... I mean, I have a driver's license.
Oh, yeah. I think it's pretty much automatic.
Yeah.
Okay. You're on the air with Radman on the RNC Remix.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's up, man?
Hey. First of all, I want to say thanks for the coverage, the RNC Remix, and it's really disconcerting to hear all you motherfuckers swearing on the stream. Anyway, question for Radman.
What's up?
Okay. So since the pussy factor is so, you know, key in your political worldview, how do you respond to the fact that during the Vietnam War, Kerry was overseas killing motherfuckers while Bush totally pussied out by pulling strings again to the Air National Guard?
Air National Guard is still the Army, man.
Yeah, but he wasn't overseas.
I mean, if that's where he went, that's where he went. You know, you can't deny that. Are you suggesting, my dear douchebag friend, that... Being in the National Guard is anything less than a great service to your country?
Absolutely. When less fortunate people, the poor and brave people like Kerry had to...
Oh, the poor people like Kerry? I'm sorry, did you say the poor people like Kerry?
What's that?
Did you say the poor people like Kerry?
No, I say the poor and people who chose to do the brave and noble course.
For a second there, I thought you were trying to slip in the poor people like...
Oh, Kerry's certainly not
money
poor.
Bags,
I wouldn't say that. But I mean, Bush totally pussied out there. How do you respond to that?
No, he didn't pussy out because he flew planes, he did his service, he taxied important dignitaries around. And if you knew shit, man, which you obviously don't, it's more important, like, what's more important, to have the better pilot fly around the president, right, or any other important people, or to just drop bombs? Any old idiot can drop bombs, but who are you going to trust the lives of important dignitaries with? That's right. That's right, man. The president.
I'll let other callers call in to clarify some of the misconceptions here, I think. But anyway, keep up the good work. I would, regardless of liberal, conservative, I would vote for the dick stomping rock party any day of the week.
Hell yeah, man! Don't forget that it was James Hetfield who made our country, and they're going to do it again.
Yeah, let's review President Bush's rock and roll cabinet here, Radman.
Let's do it.
Let's see. Ted Nugent, Secretary of Bow Hunting.
Yes.
James Hatfield, Secretary of the Metal Militia.
Yes.
Let's see. Axl Rose, Secretary of Dick Stompin' Awesome Rock that was the best rock until 1991.
Yeah, man.
And I think that's it. How can that be it?
Well, you know, if you add up all the brains of everybody who supports Kerry, it doesn't even equal those three cabinet members. So
we didn't even give Alice Cooper a post. What's Alice Cooper's cabinet post going to be?
Alice Cooper would be the Minister of Interior Affairs.
Okay, and well, that sounds serious. What's he do?
You know, he coordinates everything that's interior, and it's an affair, you know? He keeps the machine going. He's like the grease in the wheels that keeps everything going.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, man. Hold on just a second. Let me take a sip of this.
You're listening to the RNC... You're listening to the RNC Remix. This is Conservatives Corner. We're going to be airing The Other Side here every day, Monday through Thursday, noon to 1. And coming up later today, 1 to 3 p.m., we have a historic WFMU recording from August 1968 when the Pinkos on the staff covered the Democratic National Convention. And then we have Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. That's not this Ken. It's Kenzo.
Oh, man. I was about to say that suck ass.
And then that's at 3 to 4. And then, Radman, do you promise to call the Interactive W tonight from 5 to 6 p.m.?
What's that?
Will you call and talk to the president tonight between 5 and 6 p.m. East Coast time?
I saw that on the message board, man. Is that just a joke or what? You really have the president on?
We are. And I'm actually worried that the only people who are going to call are going to be like the pussies that you've been calling, that have been calling today.
Let me write down. What time does he come on? 6?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock,
five
New York
6.
Time?
Yeah, 5 to 6 p.m. New York time.
And what's the number that you call to speak to him?
The same number, 201-209-9368. And I just got to be sure that, you know, it's not just going to be, you know, all hippie freaks calling up.
Hey, man, you can count me in, because when it comes to defending our nation from terrorists, you can count the Rad Man as one of those who is against the terrorists.
Okay, I'm going to read you two more statements, and you tell me whether you agree or disagree.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, modern societies face a cruel paradox. Fast-paced technological and economic innovations may deliver unrivaled prosperity, but they also render rich nations vulnerable to crippling, unanticipated attacks. By relying on intricate networks and concentrating vital assets in small geographic clusters, advanced Western nations only amplify the destructive power of terrorists and the psychological and financial damage they can inflict. Agree or disagree?
Only the strong survive.
So agree or disagree?
Agree.
Agree, okay.
But I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that only the strong survive. Let's not forget that the United States of America was once one of those little fledgling nations, but because we had the strength of our convictions and truth and honesty and freedom, we rose up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another statement. You tell me whether you agree or disagree.
All right.
Michael Moore sucks my hairy chode.
Oh, dude. Somebody out there has got a Ouija board in their real mind.
Okay.
I would agree.
All right, and you're on the air with Radman here on Conservative Corner.
Hey, Ken, it's Chris. I just woke up.
Hey, Chris.
And I thought, for some reason, Conservative Corral was between 1 and 2 p.m. I was hoping to hear all of Radman, but I've only heard like the last 3 minutes.
Oh yeah, and we only have a couple of minutes left.
Well,
yeah,
I think we've
but he didn't reveal who he actually
that
is,
conservatives
right?
Conservatives or liberals are dumb because they didn't even check the clock.
Chris T, are you doubting Radman's existence after all this?
Oh my God, is this Chris T from Aerial View, my number one favorite show?
Who he actually is.
Sorry, Chris, say that again.
I'm asking if he began by revealing who he actually is, or is he hiding behind the whole Radman
No,
thing?
Radman has never made a secret of his true identity. Am I correct, Radman?
No, my name is Matthew Adams. I live in Los Angeles, California. I used to live in Brooklyn, and now I live out here. And this is Chris T,
yeah,
who's a chode-wrangling ass licker who apparently has something against me. Sorry, Ken, I know you don't like this, to slag off your DJs. But this guy's been
what wrangling
against
what
me from the very beginning.
Chode wrangling.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, the chode is the little piece of skin between your ball sack and your asshole. But you probably don't know since you don't have a ball sack.
I remember when you used to call my show many years ago and you would just say nasty things and slam the phone down. Like,
yeah, I think you got the wrong idea,
child that you are.
Muncher.
Well, fuck you too, Radman.
Oh,
if you're gonna
start out that way,
don't
get mad, sweet baby. You still host your show once a week, you big sweet baby.
If you're gonna start out that way, I've got absolutely nothing to say.
Okay, let's hear you go from the beginning, sweet baby. Come on, let's start over. Let's clean the slate, baby, and go again, okay?
You're a big fucking douchebag, and you know.
Oh, wow.
Deep down
oh, wow.
Inside,
did they teach you that at your big fancy
inside,
college,
you know,
Mr. 14 years on the radio, licking asshole?
Are.
Hey, let me tell
and
you
your
something.
And your fucking
your
taste in music sucks,
wang.
Too, you stupid cocksucker.
Boop, 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 boop.
Oh,
now that you're on
makes
my
some
level,
more baby
bitch.
Noises, you
now you're no
fuck.
Better than me, bitch,
you are
and everybody
an
shits on
individual.
Me, so fuck you.
And
fuck
you deserve
you in your heart.
To be sucked
fuck
up
you
by
into
the
pits of hell,
history,
you piece
like
of shit. Hey, Ken, why don't you put professionals on the fucking radio instead of this
listen
jag-off?
Listen to this dick. Listen to how angry he's getting. He's such an angry little
I'm
man.
I'm sorry,
you're
I take
such
that
a
back. I would like to officially withdraw
man.
My statements and say listen to Ariel with Chris D because he's funny and or hilarious like Andy Breckman.
Chris and Radman,
we're out of time here on Conservative Corner. I would love to let you guys go at it for another hour.
I think if we've indicated anything, it's that we're not so far apart.
Yeah, I think so.
We have more in common than
yeah,
we have.
I hate your fucking guts, and you apparently hate mine. I'm not sure why you hate my guts. You started out with hatred of me for absolutely no reason other than you think it means that you're loyal to Andy Breckman because you hate me.
No,
so
I don't.
Fuck you.
Hey,
you,
are
you
at
never
home
gave my show
to
a
this?
Chance.
I thought you were an adult.
You used to call my show
home?
Years ago.
Like,
I recognized
oh,
your voice.
Better
you
listen to
Radman
so I
can
get
ago.
On and slag off
you would call my show years
guy
ago
guy
and say nasty
with my superior
shit and hang
radio
the phone up like the
hey, you're a real fucking hero, man.
So
hey, thanks for standing up for the everyman, Chris T. Hey, I'm sorry you couldn't hack it on a real commercial radio station.
Fuck you. I work on a real commercial radio station,
you
stupid fucking douchebag. I work in radio. What else do you
That was clever,
I
man.
Work
Good
in
job.
Radio.
Good
I
you're
make
so much
my living
than
at
I am,
it, so
Chris
fuck
T.
you. All right?
All right.
Listen, why don't you guys just go ahead, keep going. This is the end of Conservatives Corner. You guys just keep arguing amongst yourselves.
Listen to Ariel.
And I'm going to run downstairs, so I'm not even going
to
be here.
There's really nothing to say to this guy.
I know. But
there's no point in discussion with him.
Yeah, there's no point in discussion.
You guys keep at it.
I don't have the power to cut people off.
I'm leaving.
Anytime they make points that contradict them.
I'm leaving to go turn on the next Pinko program.
I can't just cut them off and say, next Connor, 201-203-WFMU. Now I'm going to play a little music.
Hey,
and
dickhead.
Samples that I assembled
hey, you
on
fucking,
my computer.
Hey,
I'm
you
such a
fucking
great DJ
dickhead.
That in 14 years
you don't
I've never worked my way
show?
Up. I get my 1 hour of
hey,
radio once
Hey, you fucking asshole.
A week.
Didn't you say you don't listen to my show? How the fuck would you know who I hang up on?
Hey, sweetheart.
You fucking
you don't have
piece
a heart
of
attack,
shit.
All right?
Didn't you say you don't even listen to my show?
Hey, does that mean
how
I've
would
never
you know
heard
who I
show,
hang up on?
Ass eater? I've heard it once or
how
fucking
How would
twice.
You know who
that
I hang up on?
That doesn't mean that I don't listen to it every fucking week, you dumb... Dummy.
That was great. That was funny. You dumb
Well,
dummy.
I know it's not up to par with douchebag or the other stuff they teach you
Listen,
at your great
man,
liberal
what
colleges.
Ask, what I'm going to ask
hey,
you now is
really
important.
Hey, what's another word for douchebag? You got anything else? You got anything else?
Yeah. Are you able to move beyond your sheer fucking anger at me for whatever
oh,
reason
you're
angry?
Oh, that is so
angry?
Hilarious. I'm
because
telling
I still
you,
haven't found out why that is.
You're calling a stand-up comic, Christy. After 14 years of hosting a radio show that only 5 people listen to, maybe it's time you segue into stand-up comedy.
5 people listen to it? Is that what you're saying, Radman?
Oh, I'm sorry,
that
Ken.
It's not,
I'm sorry,
it's not
Ken.
Really popular enough for you to actually listen to? Because only
no,
5
Ken
people.
Would be popular. Ten, I mean, you have 10 listeners. I'm sorry. I take that back. That was unfair.
I don't understand
I'm
what
not,
it is you've
I'm
got.
I'm not to, above
I really would like to get to the basis.
And as Chris T. and Radman continue to argue in the background, this is the end of Conservatives Corner. It will return tomorrow at noon here on WFMU's RNC Remix. On the web, we are doing an internet-only web stream dedicated to the Republican convention until Thursday night at midnight or thereabouts. It's a bit loose, in case you hadn't gotten the idea. We now return to our regularly scheduled Pinko programming by airing a historic WFMU arc.